You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. These two things can be, and today are, true at the same time. Thing number one, inflation, as we learned this morning, is high. Prices at the consumer level up 5.4% in September over a year ago. Thing number two, inflation, the rate of increase in inflation specifically, is slowing. That 5.4% is just a smidge higher than inflation was running in August. And those things are both great. But here's what really matters in this crazy mixed-up economy of ours, how consumers have changed their expectations of inflation yet to come. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
In the report, economists saw broad price spikes for pocketbook items that impact Americans every day. Ken Matheny is with IHS Markit.
Food prices, rents, vehicle prices, gasoline prices rose in September.
The New York Fed reports consumers expect inflation this time next year will still be running above 5%, an all-time high for the survey. Duke economist Connell Fullenkamp says pandemic price shocks might be dislodging low inflation expectations that have lasted for decades.
People are much more short-term focused and they reflect much more on their short-term experience, you know, when they go to the grocery store or the gas station.
And the disruptions of the pandemic might make matters worse.
We've experienced shortages. You have to pay more if you can get something. That may be enough experience to change people's outlook and to say, oh gosh, I can pay a little bit more to get something sooner. To me, that's one of these things that could really be a game changer.
This can set off an inflationary spiral, says Ken Matheny.
If consumers expect higher inflation, businesses may perceive more pricing power and actual price increases may accelerate and lead to higher actual inflation.
Then workers demand higher wages to keep up with the higher prices, which could lead the Fed to raise interest rates to slow inflation and the recovery. But there's something the Fed knows about us consumers, says Joseph Bruzuelas at consulting firm RSM.
Consumer inflation expectations run 1 to 1.5% above actual inflation.
But Bruzuelas says what matters most to the Fed is what financial professionals, investors, think inflation will be long-term. And he says they're pegging inflation 5 to 10 years out, right around the Fed's target of 2%. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
You might have heard this morning the Social Security cost of living adjustment next year is going to be almost 6%, the biggest bump in 40 years. Thank you, inflation. But just as inflation giveth, so inflation taketh away. Specifically for people on fixed incomes, Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has that one.
This month, Mary Johnson will start collecting Social Security payments, and she has a message for her fellow first-timers.
You got lucky. This was a big cola.
Johnson is grateful to still be working as a policy analyst for the Senior Citizens League. That income has helped her stay afloat in Virginia, where she lives.
I have to do repairs to my home. I've been waiting for the costs to come down a little bit before I started that. So there's some big expenses ahead.
She's worried about seniors who are having to pay high prices with their retirement savings.
I have sitting beside me over 300 emails that we have received in just the past 2 months from people who are desperate.
Food costs, medical bills, and rising rents are some of their usual concerns. Alston Green, a senior in New York City, had to cut back on some luxuries, like spending at restaurants.
The charge and surcharge, I mean, I'm not unrealistic. They've had a really hard time.
Even so, he's had to dip into his savings to pay for health insurance. And he isn't sure the increase to Social Security will go that far.
They keep screaming about it being such a big increase. It's not going to be that much of an increase.
The adjustments lift benefits along with inflation, but can't take them back down if prices drop. In that case, seniors may have more buying power, at least for a while. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.